السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, this is Labbaik Ya Hussein. So today I am honored to host Dr. Fani. So welcome.
Thank you.
So we are living in the 21st century, and our Imam right now is hidden, Imam Zaman. So is there any relationship? Definitely it is, but we want you to elaborate a little bit more on it. Is there any relationship between what Imam Hussein tried to preach with his Shahada and what we should do right now as Muslims under the guidance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Thank you very much for inviting me to talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well as Imam Zaman alayhi salam. I would like to mention two statements from Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is related to the issue of Ashura and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. First, as you know, one of our duties as a Muslim Shia is to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this commemoration is through azadari or mourning processions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, we have this hadith that our infallible imams say that Shi'atuna minna, our Shia are from us. Yafrahuna lifarahina wa yahzanuna lihuznina. A Shia, a follower of Ali, one who loves us and wants to put his steps on our path, they will be happy when we are happy. يَفْرَهُونَ لِفَرَحْنَا وَيَحْزَنُونَ لِحُزْنِنَا. And they feel sorrow, they do mourning when it is time of sadness and huzn and mourning. That is one statement from Infallibles. I would like to add another one before I go forward. Who says, نَفَسُ الْمَحْمُومِ لِظُلْمِنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ تَسْبِيحٌ, means when someone is breathing while he is in a state of sadness because of what has happened to us, all these musibat, meaning the process of killing of these imams is infallibles. And when the time, the dates, matches with the time of their martyrdom, a follower of Ahlul Bayt is feeling sad and sorrow. So Imam says, if a person is feeling sad because of us, he's breathing because of the oppression against us, his feeling of sadness, this breathing at that time is tasbih, is glorification of God. Nafasul mahmum lizulmina ahlul bayt tasbihun. The breathing is rewarded as a tasbih, as a glorification of God. So it is highly important, you know, when the the time of Eid al-Qadir comes, we have to celebrate. We have to be happy. And these celebrations comes with reminding us about what Qadir is about, what our beloved Prophet talked on the day of Qadir Khum on his last trip in the Hajj. So it is a time of education, so people know what is the position of Imam Ali alayhi salam after the Prophet, as he was his successor. So if we don't talk about that, then how people know what is imamah? What is the issue of divine leadership? Same thing, it comes to the issue of Muharram and Ashura. The martyrdom of Imam Hussein, which was a turning point in the history of human being, has to be commemorated. And that is the time of sadness and sorrow and mourning and azadari. So in this regard, I want to mention this statement from Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is narrated in a very authentic book called Mikyal al-Makarim, whose author is Muhammad Taqi Musavi al-Isfahani, a scholar who passed away many years ago, about 50, 60 years ago. And in that statement, Imam Zaman alayhi salam says this, إِنِّي لَأَدْءُ لَمُؤْمَنًا يَذْكُرُ مُصِيبَةَ جَدِّيَ الشَّهِيدِ ثُمَّ يَدْءُ لِي بِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ وَالتَّعْيِيدِ. Indeed, I pray for any believers who remembers the musiba, the sacrifice of my grandfather who was martyred, and then he prays for me for the expedition of Faraj, meaning the day that Imam Zaman alayhi salam, with the order and permission of God, will appear. He prays then for my appearance, and he prays for empowerment of my job. So this grandfather who was martyred actually is meant to be Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So it is a reciprocating process that we have to mourn, remember, cry for Imam Hussein to commemorate this big event, this big martyrdom. And we will be rewarded by our Imam, who is alive now, who is respecting his grandfather, and he promises us, he says, I am going to pray for you. I definitely, you know, there are some letters here, which is, enni means definitely, lam is for emphasis, that is emphasizing that Imam Zaman is saying, I definitely pray for whoever is remembering that sacrifice, that musibah, and then after that, this person is going to pray for my appearance and Faraj.
So you see a link between the Shahada of Imam Hussein and also the responsibilities and the duties of us contemporary Muslims, according to Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Exactly. It is a continuous line of divinity, of divine leadership. It is Imam Ali coming to Imam Hussein coming to Imam Zaman. It is all one line of truth and justice and purity. If you allow me, the second part I want to talk about is one verse of Holy Quran, which has been interpreted by Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is explaining that ayah is about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And that ayah is the first verse of Surah Maryam, chapter Mary in Quran. It starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. One of the companions of Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Imam, whose name is Ahmad ibn Ishaq, Ahmad son of Ishaq, in a narration he calls that he went to Imam Hassan al-Askari to give Imam the monies like khums and zakat he was supposed to deliver to the 11th Imam. And he said he has also some questions. To introduce Imam Zaman alayhi salam, who was a little boy at that time, about 3 years old, Imam Hassan al-Askari told him, "This is my little son who is going to be your next imam. So whatever you want to offer, talk to this young boy, and whatever question you have, ask him." And this was a preparation of Imam Hassan al-Askari to tell them who is their imam. As you know, the duration of pregnancy of Imam Zaman's mother was hidden. And even when he was born, for 5 years, Imam Zaman was hidden from the most of the community. But from time to time, in situations that Imam Hassan al-Askari assumed it is the right time, he was from time to time showing this young son to his followers. So this person, Ahmad ibn Ishaq, does a lot of things that he gives the money, and there is a long conversation about these monies, which one was halal, which one was haram. Imam Zaman says, return this. And finally, it gets to that question which I mentioned. He asks Imam Zaman, what does this ayah about? Kaf ha ya ain sad. You know, these special verses of Quran, like in the first, in the second surah, chapter Baqarah, we have Alif Lam Mim. These ayahs are not meaningless.
Right.
It has a meaning. We have to ask the right person, what does that mean? And this person, Ahmad ibn Ishaq, asks Imam Zaman, and Imam Zaman replies to him that these Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad has meanings. And Kaf is referring to Karbala. Mm. Ha is referring to Halaka. Ya is referring to Yazid. Ain is referring to Atash, or thirstiness of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Right.
And Sad is referring to Sabr and patience.
Right.
And it is interesting that next ayah says, Zikru Rahmati. This has been narrated that it was Zakariya who was talking about Imam Hussein by remembering Karbala, Halaka, Atash, Yazid, Sabr. You know, the name of the place was Karbala and Kaf. Ha is Halaka, means martyrdom of Imam Hussein. The death of Imam Hussein in Karbala. And Yazid was the king of the time who was behind this massacre and killing of Imam Hussein. And it was attached with the thirstiness of Imam Hussein. Also, the whole thing has to be dealt with patience and sabr.
Okay, Dr. Fani, I think you've got a lot more to share with us about this, but unfortunately we are approaching the end of this program. Thank you very much indeed.
Sure.
So, dear listeners, that was the program Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.